have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond the Fence family for an amazing experience. Beyond the Fence is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your events the best in the city. Book Beyond the Fence today at beyondthefence.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond the Fence, your audience will thank you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Yes, welcome. This your host, your main man, the coach, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. Welcome to Beyond the Radio. We love you. We love you. We love you. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you. We love you. We love you. We got a wonderful topic for you guys tonight. So I'm just going to get straight into it because it's going down tonight. So can I get a drum roll? The coach, Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Shay Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling. Thank you. What's up, Elation family and the Beyond the Fence family and our listeners? We want to thank you for tuning in and just taking part in these great nuggets we drop every Sunday. Coach David, I am excited about this topic as well. And, you know, listen, get your pens, your papers, and then get your good listening ears on tonight. But how are you, Coach David, and how's your week been?
I have been well, you know, I haven't had a good week. You know, really just, you know, of course we're on this tour and just preparing. We're getting the rentals together, the cars, flights, hotels, just getting all type of things together. And I'm just excited, you know, the whole Beyond the Fence family. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. Shout out to Miss Alma E. Neely and the Jewel who turned it out. Oh, man, in Douglasville, they did such an amazing job. Proud of them guys.
Yes.
It was just a beautiful thing. Shout out to the DJ, G. Will. You know, man, he University of Tennessee. You know, the Vols was ranked number one. They fell to Georgia over the weekend. And, you know, that's a big school. And, you know, shout out to G. Will, the DJ, because, you know, he got an opportunity to DJ the women's basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing some great things. And that has big feet to get up here with them youth balls, you know, to start DJing. You know, so shout out to G. Will. Shout out to DB Jr. He has a single coming out called Vigor. Shout out to DB Jr. Shout out to Tanya Caesar. You know, she's doing so many things. You know, to be honest with Tanya Caesar, you just never know where she's going to be because she's going to be where she's going to be. And it's just a blessing because she does her thing. You know, she stays busy. She stays busy.
Yeah.
So shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. So, Coach Shay.
Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family.
How was your week?
My week was great. You know, these weeks are starting to feel like they're flying by. Like, I forgot what day it was almost this week because it just flew by. But an amazing week, like you said, just preparing. We are preparing for the Elation's Honors Award. Shout out to Kimmy Kim and Pastor Michelle Wright and the Elation's family. So shout out to you guys. We will be in St. Louis November 18th. And we are excited to be another year. You know, the pandemic shut a lot of stuff down, and so the Elation Honors was impacted by it. But we are preparing. We're revving up, like you said, and we are ready to close this year out just, you know, with an amazing tour that we had. Ironically, Coach David, somebody asked me today, they said, when did the tour start? And I said, March 2nd. And they were like, wow, you guys have been traveling since. And it has been an amazing, amazing opportunity. For those of you who are like, they've been on tour, we didn't know that, you can catch all the tour information on our Beyond the Fence page on Facebook. That's BeyondaFence. And that's ENT, so Enterprise. And Coach David, we have so much behind-the-scenes footage that we're putting together for everybody, for you guys to kind of see what this year held for us. But it has been amazing, and I love that people have taken note. They're excited about what next year holds for us as well. As you know, we are planning for next year, and we have Canada, we have Florida, we have Delaware, we have Alabama. We're going to come back to Georgia as well, but we have so many different things in store for you guys. And I love how, you know, Penny, shout out to Penny, who does the video, is it cinematography video for us. He does the videoing for us and literally said, we know you guys are going to make it so much greater next year. You can only go up from here. So I'm excited about that. But that's Coach David. The week has been great preparing for the Elation Honors Award. And you guys will see some live footage from that on the Beyond the Fence page as well.
Yes, shout out to the Elation family. I am excited about the Elation Honors. If you are in the St. Louis area, come on out, come on out. You will see these flyers. We're really going to start promoting it on our end so hard. So go to the Beyond the Fence page or go to Shea Samuels, David Benton, and you will see it. You know, just we Beyond the Fence, but when we come in, you know, understand we on the Elation Network right now. So when we come in, we are coming in, we are representing Elation as well, because that is our family. So when we come in, yes, Beyond the Fence is in the building, but we have a right to say, hey, Elation, this is the family, yeah. Let's go. So when we come in, we are representatives. And we're representatives. We're going to represent. I know it's representatives, but I'm saying we're representing the Elation family, because that's who we are. So we're representatives. Okay. I'm hyped, Shay. I'm hyped. It's just going to be awesome. Every year the Elation Honor gets better. So if you're in the St. Louis area, come on out. Listen, get your ticket. I think
yes, and they can visit the Elation page. Oh, yeah, they sold out. And I'm going to say, too, you can catch all of the Elation Honor playback and all the videos from previous shows. I mean, you didn't get the ticket in time enough. Maybe you'll be prepared for 2023's Elation Honors Awards. That's what I'm going to say, Kim and Kim. They didn't get the tickets now, then they just kind of missed out.
we need you guys to also go to Elation Magazine. On Facebook, go to Elation Magazine. You can go to the Messenger if you want to contact Elation Magazine. Even if you want to give a donation, give a donation. Be a blessing. Be a blessing, because guess what? It's going to fall, like, on good ground. The seeds are always sown on good ground. The money goes to where it should go. I can vouch for that. Kimmy's heart is such in the right place, so it's a blessing. If y'all want to give, please give, because one thing about Kimmy, she's definitely a giver. So, yes. You know, your seed is necessary. So go to the Elation Magazine Facebook page.
And if I could add to Coach David, if I could add as well, even for sponsorship, please. If you're looking to expose your business, at all. If you're looking to expose your business, go to the Elation Magazine page as well, and let them know that you are interested in sponsoring your business, because it is important for you to expose your business, but also bless people at the same time. So you can get information on the Elation Magazine page. You can go to the Beyond the Radio page. It will be there as well. and also on the Beyond the Fence page. And like Coach David said, go to any of our pages and the sponsorship information will be there.
Yes. So, Coach Jen, are you ready for this hot topic tonight?
I am ready.
So, I normally don't do this, but I felt it was necessary tonight. And if you guys, I want to talk about Kyrie Irving. That's right, Kyrie Irving. He is an NBA basketball player with the New Jersey Nets, with the Brooklyn Nets, the Brooklyn Nets. You can tell my age. I said the New Jersey Nets. But the Brooklyn Nets, that's who he plays for. And he got a championship with LeBron James when they both played with the Cleveland Cavaliers. So Kyrie Irving is definitely an all-star guard for the Brooklyn Nets. But he's also a person who stands up for, you know, his culture, which is he's a black man. And, you know, NBA being 80% black or more, he's one of them. So he really stands firm to what he believes. And his belief may not be like your belief, and his belief is not like my belief on a lot of ends, but you know what? He have a right to believe, and he want to believe. So he put on his Twitter, it's called Hebrews to Negroes by Ron Dalton. By no means am I promoting the video, but what I am saying is that's what he tweeted. He tweeted this movie, Hebrews to Negroes by Ron Dalton, and it's been a big uproar. You know, they suspended him for 5 games, said he can't come back to the team unless he – it was 6 things they said. He had to come out of $500,000, so he gave $500,000 to the Jewish community. And what they was – oh, and they want him to say he apologized. Nike wouldn't put out his shoe. So it's just been a lot of backlash over the tweet. And, you know, me personally, I think that a lot of people in the NBA, in my opinion, went a little overboard because they act like this brother really committed, like, a crime. Like, you don't even hear about it. Like, he's in the newspaper like this. Like, he's like really did damage as far as like killing someone or like he went to jail. And like you haven't heard these things about him. The most I've heard about Kyrie Irving is he didn't want to take the vaccine, you know, so they hammered him for that. And now he just posted a tweet. He tweeted this, you know, this movie. He shared it. It ain't like he's like, man, this movie is the bomb. You got to go see it. And he also said he don't agree with everything that it said. But at the same time, you know, he posting for his community. You know, he want to uplift his community, his culture. And I feel the same way. That's where I do agree. And I get it. You know, if it's something that inspired me and I just, you know, like they say, you know, pick the meat and throw away the bones. Well, if I just post this, say, hey, man, it's a good movie, or check out the Black Panther, right? They never, if he would have posted Into Society or Boys in the Hood or New Jack City, where a lot of blacks committing crime against one another and killing one another and going to prison and being statistic to make our young people like, yeah, man, that's what tough looks like. We can post these all day and won't nobody say anything. So they said he was being anti-Semitic. And if don't know what anti-Semitic is, that means it's like racist or hate against the Jews. And I just felt that I don't see him being anti-Semitic or hating Jews just because he posted a movie that clearly wasn't wrote by him. If it was his book, I would get it. But it was just, it's Ron Dalton's. and they hammering Kyrie more than they doing Ron Dalton. It's more, and I don't get that. Like, and I'm not saying just target Ron Dalton either, but what I am saying is Ron Dalton, the one created it. He brews the Negroes. But, you know, they're on Kyrie a little bit too tough. I'm not saying that because he's an NBA player, you know, things can't be damaging, but I don't see where he caused this much harm in an uproar. I think the media, in my opinion, made it worse than what it really is. You know, yeah. Him as a black man, you know, to me, they just saying, listen, you got to say the word sorry. He said, I accept full responsibility for what I've done. They said, but they want you to say sorry. And I just think that's unfair. I think that's like a slave mentality, that they're trying to just make you say the word sorry after he simply said he takes full responsibility and he does not hate anyone. He just said he's standing for his culture and what he, you know, blessing his community. So I just, you know, Coach, what you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, just in the little bit that I have seen of this, on the media, you know, it's sad to me that seeing kind of the backdrop, you know, I've seen a couple of clippings when he first sat down and not necessarily apologized for the posting the video, but he specifically had said that he was doing some research on his name, and he said yes. That once he found you. I'm sorry?
I said, yes.
Yeah. So he was actually doing research on his name, and he said he went on to Amazon. He had Googled, and he wanted to find out more about his name, and he found this on Amazon, and he was very shocked to find it. He said, it's not like I even knew about it. He went on, and he researched his name. And, you know, it, for me, is kind of like, you know, a lot of people are digging now for truth, and what you find in that truth, there's something that, you know, he actually said, I wanted to share something that was new. It was a part of history. I wasn't sure, like, who all knew about it, but he said, I wanted to share a piece of history. And he said that on one of the, and I don't know if it was the very first interview that he did, but he said it. I was not trying to be malicious. I didn't think what I posted would be malicious, but I was only researching my name. And so when I thought about that, and then, of course, watching a bit of the video that you shared, it really puts us in a box, you know. It's showing us that there are certain things that can be shared without a malice backing, and there's others that I guess you kind of have to be set down for. I go back, Coach David. I know we're talking about this player, but I go back to when I first started at a specific church, and I remember asking a lot of questions, and I felt like the more I asked questions, the more they wanted me to sit down. I felt like the more I wanted to know, the more curious I got, they just kept saying, sit her down, sit her down, sit her down. And then not only did they want me to sit down, mm-hmm. but they wanted to isolate me from other people as if I was going to taint whatever those other people's mindset was. What I love about the video that you shared was that he said, I'm not trying to turn anyone's thinking otherwise. I shared something based off of what I found, knowledge. He's only sharing knowledge. If I went through social media every second of my day, Coach David, I can tell you I'm coming past things that people believe, people want to teach. There are certain things like stories on YouTube or Facebook or on Instagram that's a bit of history, regardless of if it's slave masters or if it's in slavery or if it's more biblical history. There's atheists who are on social media sharing their information, and I know that this is different because he's kind of quote unquote a public figure. But the reality of it is because of the education that he's attempting to teach, it was like he was shut down. And I did see the part where they were saying, well, are you sorry? And he said, no, I'm not going to say I'm sorry. I feel bad that it happened this way. But the penalties that you even just mentioned are so much greater than, you know, some of, unfortunately, and again, I'm talking out loud, but I've seen a lot of different types of law breaking opportunities in NBA and in the NFL, and I'm going to say the sentence, the charge, or even the penalty was way less. So that's what I think, Coach David.
Yes, and that is absolutely true. And, you know, I just didn't agree with the way they're doing him. And I want everybody to understand, this is not just based on just Kyrie Irving. This is not a Kyrie Irving thing. It's a what's right and what's wrong thing. It's a righteousness thing. Like me, as a black man who did federal time, you know, my reality is I didn't get caught with anything. I didn't get caught with anything. I didn't get caught with one drug. They didn't take no money off me, but yet they still got me a 15-year sentence based on what other people said I did. And me being a young 25-year-old black man at that time, I felt I was railroaded. I got charged for grenades that I never seen in my life. I didn't even know. Like, I never seen a live grenade in my life. I got penalized for drugs. That I didn't sell, you know, like, honestly, weapons that I never seen before. I never seen these what they said I had, and I was like, huh, how am I getting charged? I asked my lawyer, like, how's this happening to me? Like, why am I facing so much time, and I ain't sold drugs in almost 2 years, man? Like, what was the point of me quitting if I'm going through what I'm going through now? So, my thing is, I'm seeing what's happening to my people as a black man here in America. And we are Americans. Like, all I see, like, if I fill out an application somewhere, I see they say, all right, you know, they ask you your race, right? They put Hispanic, white, African American. I don't see them putting Native American. I do see them put Native, but I don't see them put like European American, all these other. Why it's so separate? And we are really just Americans. I was born right here in America. Yes, my descendants are from Africa, but I am an American. So I don't feel that I'm treated fairly. I haven't seen it. I mean, we put more emphasis on Kyrie Irving for sharing Amazon post that was on Amazon, but nobody's talking about the police that sat on George Floyd's neck that long. Like, we ain't give him that much backlash. You don't even hear about it no more. All these things is happening to us as black people. So that's what I don't get. They're acting like he's like the oppressor. He's clearly not the oppressor. And that's one of the major problems I got. And I know y'all, you know, we come in and y'all want to hear certain topics. I get it. But this is a reality that we're living in. I'm not asking nobody to agree with me. I'm just speaking on my opinion of this situation. Just like Coach Shea is, we're not sitting up here saying, listen, if you don't believe this way, then you're wrong. These are simply my opinions. And I think everyone have a right to their opinion. I've had people that come to me and say they do not believe in God. They do not believe in the devil. And I say, okay. And I go on about my business because it's none of my business. I can only control what I believe. I cannot control the thoughts of someone else. And then that's when the maturity level come in. So with that being said, it's halftime. So where the music at? Where the music at?
David Benton. Hey, yo, Shay. It's time to go beyond the fence. Life is so good. It's so good. Yeah. A merry heart do what's good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drives the bones, you know? Yeah.
world's greatest DJ.
And it's about 8 in the morning, I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup. While I'm looking out the window, the sun come up, I'm good. It's about 8 in the morning, I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup. While I'm looking out the window, at the sun come up, I'm good. I'm good. About to get my day started. Off to work, about to make some dollars. If only you knew what I've been through, you would smile and say that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm good.
Feeling is hate, but we're ignorant grace. So intimate place, your heart of innocence make a life different and break. This whole sin in the sinners, could the enemy hate? You are the sun, stars, and the moon. You are the beam of light when it's dark in the room. When I depart from the womb, you're the air that I breathe. I wait there when I need you, preparing for peace. You're so good.
I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. My family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm
Hello, I'm Nina Taylor. Welcome to Open Mic with Bishop Ernest E. Richard and Company. This show tackles kingdom issues and current events.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I'm your co-host, Shay Samuels. Coach Shay is what they call me, and I'm on with your main man, Coach David Benson. And if you missed the first half of the show, boy, are you in for a treat. But we're going to go ahead and announce the songs that played. The first song was Lord I by G Will. Shout out to G Will. Has a music video coming out to that soon. You can check it out on YouTube at Beyond the Fence. And the second song was none other than myself and Coach David Benton. I'm good. Yes, I am. Lord, I'm so good. But listen, we're going to get into the sponsors and give a great big shout out to those who have been supportive of the Beyond the Radio station and all, or Beyond the Radio show, and also of the Beyond the Fence family. We are going to start with none other than Paula G, Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight is what we call her. If you are looking for a voiceover, look, you heard it at the beginning of the show. That was Paula G Voice. If you're looking for a voiceover for your infomercials, your commercials, if you are a business, if you are a music director, a program director, we want you to search out Paula G Voice. How do you do that? At paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com. Let her know that the Beyond the Fence family sent you. We have a new sponsor over the last couple of weeks or months. We want to give a shout out to Out of Town Auntie. That's O-U-T-T-A, Out of Town Auntie. If you are a traveling auntie and you want some apparel, maybe you have girlfriends and you're doing a girlfriend's trip and y'all are all out of town aunties, we want you to look up the apparel and all of the luggage and more that Out of Town Auntie offers. You can do that by visiting outoftownauntie.org, O-U-T-T-A, auntie.org, or visit the Beyond the Radio page and you will find the information there as well. And don't forget to put in the promo code Beyond the Fence, B-E-Y-O-N-D-A-F-E-N-C-E, for your 10% exclusive Beyond the Fence discount. Again, you don't have to let her know we sent you. The promo code will do it for us. We have to give a great big shout out to G Will, DJ G Will. You know what it is. If you're looking for a DJ, you can be virtual. You can be in person. You heard the man is going to be doing something with the Vols in Tennessee, so you definitely want to get him at your event. You can book him at beyondthefence.org. That's BeyondTheFence.org. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll?
Swing.
Hey, I love it. Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC. I love it the way Coach David Benton says it. We have a 100% success rate. And listen, the clients are still coming. We are excited for this new wind of clients that are coming through, very serious about their business. And listen, I need you all to know that it is important. It is important. It is important to make sure that your businesses are trademarked. If you are not going into 2023, let's talk business. But if you are a new business or an existing business and you're looking to do something different, again, let's business. We have a 100% success rate. We love helping people. We love coaching you through. We love seeing you win, and we want to do it together. You can reach us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com, and you can find out more information about the company by visiting our website at, our Facebook page at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group. Again, that's Let's Talk Business Consulting Group, and on social media, Instagram at LTB Consulting Group, and one of our coaches will reach back into you. Coach David, back over to you.
Thank you, Coach Shay. Thank you. So I bet you guys wondering, what is the purpose of this topic? I don't even look at basketball. Well, I'm telling you, it's bigger than Kyrie Irving. And the point I'm making is we do the same thing when it comes to the church. And I mean, that is being judgmental, right? Being judgmental. So I want to take you to Hebrews 6. Hebrews 6 says, therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ. This is the NIV version, people. Let's start over. Therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from the acts that lead to death and of the faith in God, instructions about cleansing rites, the laying of hands, and the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. And God permitting, we will do so. So my point of saying this is, you know, us, as men and women of God, kings and queens of the world, we have to be mature and accept the fact that we have a right to believe the way they want to believe. And you just believe how you want to believe. And when you do that, understand the Bible is for you. It's not for you to pick on someone else. You know, and we take what we want to and just use it, and it don't always be for the good. We'll feel like, well, this is my sword. Well, understand, yes, the Bible is your sword, right? But your sword is to be for you. It's to defend you against the enemy, and the enemy is self, because your decisions can be good or bad. You don't have to defend a person who created the heavens and the earth. I will repeat this. You don't have to defend the defender, which is God. How you going to defend a person you really can't fully understand? It's for you to defend against yourself, because the enemy is definitely within. Let me tell you why, because you got good thoughts and you got bad thoughts. You got to fight those thoughts every day. And on top of that, you got to deal with other people's thoughts every day. You can't control the thoughts of people, but you can control how you handle what's coming to you. Only thing Kyrie did was post on his Twitter. People can either look at the movie or don't look at the movie. Get the book or don't get the book. But he said who his target was. So if it's not for you, you shouldn't be focused on it. And that's the same thing that is when you're in the church or going to be who they are. You encourage them, but you don't have to chastise them with that rod and staff. I believe that's God's job. And I think we take this sword thing and we're using it to commit murder, because we are actually torturing people, and it's discouraging people where they really don't feel that they're good enough to be a part of the Christian community. So you have people say, once I get myself right, man, DB man, David Ben, man, when I get there, I mean, I'm going to come to church, man, once I get myself right. That by the way they're being treated. You know, we just did a show, and, you know, one of our comedian, Tommy, shout out to Tommy Two Toes, he come out, he don't have no legs. I've been knowing his brother since the 80s. He don't have no legs now. He got two prosthetics. So he come out on this song called The Stinky Leg, you know. And it's really about humor, because, of course, he don't have no legs, but he gonna do the stinky leg. It's humor. Well, these people started running up and said, well, we don't mix worldly music with the gospel. And I saw on Facebook, inside the church, they was doing the wobble, the wobbly, the wobbly. I say, hold on now. Hold on here. They are definitely mixing in worldly with the gospel. I didn't do that to pick on them. My point is, be mature enough to understand other people. Be mature enough to understand that this song is really not going to affect you, because it's a part of this brother's act. The song going to be on like literally for 5 to 6 seconds, just the hook. But be mature enough to just understand that. Be mature enough to know that people that's laboring right here, serving, are professional enough and respectful enough for the platform, and they know what they're doing. Because I feel like if you have to micromanage me and you're not sure about who I am, then you shouldn't have me to come. So for them to just run up there like that, like I would just be that disrespectful, yes, I was offended. But then to have a song and you're dancing to it and put it on social media where we all can see it, I think that there had to be a maturity in that. Coach A?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Coach David, I love the scripture that you shared. The one that I had prepared was out of Galatians 5:1, and it says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. And so
Going back to what you were saying, too, especially about, you know, the church. And I know, you know, I echo what you say in past shows that it may seem sometimes that we are speaking against the church. We're not speaking against the church. We're trying to make sure that our ears are open and our eyes are open, and that we are, there are a number of people, you know, put it this way, Coach David, we hear it often where people are saying, why are so many people leaving the church? And I know if you're listening tonight, those are questions that you've probably asked yourself. And so, you know, one of my favorite scriptures, one man plants a seed, another man waters, and God gives the increase. And we talked about that last week, I think. But there are certain people who plant and there are certain people who water. And so there are certain times Coach David and I will be planters, and there are certain times we will be waterers. But that's basically what you're getting from us. So when we ask the question, why are so many people leaving the church, our topics are giving you those reasons. You're not going to hear this on the pulpit. They're not going to talk to you about this in your Bible studies. They're not going to talk to you about these type of things in your connect groups, you know, because it's so isolated and so boxed in. But we want you to be so much more aware of what's going on so that when these conversations come up, you can say, well, wait a second, I heard about this, or wait a second, I heard this topic on Beyond the Radio, and here's how we remedy this. There's a remedy for it all. And so what happens at times is we get so judged, especially within the body of Christ, we get so judged, or we feel so judged by what even can be immature on our end. I've used the example before of a young lady who's probably at a club, and somehow, you know, God just convicted her heart and said, you don't need to be here, you need to be here, and went from the club to the church. If you see this young lady come in with her short dress on, smelling like cigarette smoke, and her hair may not be church hair for that day. In fact, I have a friend who said that was her. And there was one lady, an older lady, who took her in, and she put a coat around her. Most of us would have shunned her, looked her up and down, and told her, she doesn't belong here. I've been in church where an elderly man was walking down the street in Atlanta, Georgia, 102-degree weather, and I pulled him in, and I gave him water, and I was ridiculed for bringing this senior citizen into the church and giving him water that I paid the dollar for. We don't bring strangers in the church. So it's not that we're ridiculing, but we are saying this is happening every single day. And for those who stand up and for those who stand firm, Galatians 5:1 is for you. Do not, again, I will repeat the scripture. It is for you. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm. You're not going to be favored when you stand firm. More people are going to come and attack. If you look at the video, and I have to go back to the video, but if you look at the video, he eventually said, I don't see you guys talking to me about what my ancestors went through. Where were you when I was a kid? So this is even in the body. Where were you when I was fully living in sin and when I was trying to get myself out? Where were you when I had questions about why certain things happen in life? Where were you when I had questions about certain things in the Bible? Where were you when I posted on Facebook and I said, hey, I have a question regarding this particular scripture, and nobody answered? Coach David, I posted something the other day, and you were a part of it. But where were you, not you in particular, but where was the body of Christ then? There were certain people that came in and became very judgmental of something very small. The post specifically said, and I'm going to quote it, Coach David, the quote said, you were determined to get it out of God's will. Now you have to manage it that way. My goal, like every morning, is to inspire someone to stop in their tracks and to think. And there were people who took it out of context, and they became angry and judgmental, and they started going in on the page. But I can tell you that there were not a number of people who knew me and know who I am to come to my defense on that page. For the number of people who I am connected to, that page should have been full. But you came on and you stood up for righteousness. And then there was a young man that came on, shout out to Carol, who came on, and he actually did scripture reference based on the same scriptures that were cherry picked on that page. So we can easily become judgmental when it comes down to something. But I'm speaking to the people who understand their call, just like Kyrie did. You understood the call. Although that wasn't what he was attempting to do, you made it so that he had to defend himself and to stand firm. So Galatians 5:1 is for you. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Coach David, back to you.
Yes, and I had, when I was on your post, I said something like, well, I'm doing what Christ did. And, you know, when the temple, when there was things in the temple that weren't, that didn't supposed to be there, he took it out. He pushed tables over. He took it out. You know, he said it don't belong here, so he removed it. And a lady told me, how dare you reference yourself to Christ? And I'm like, hold on now. Christian, when you a Christian, doesn't that mean Christ-like, right? So you can't just fit the definition for yourself. So I didn't say that I'm Christ. I have a right to be inspired by what's in there and use that as a reference.
Yes.
But I didn't come back with scripture. The reason I didn't, because like I just read in the Bible, Hebrews chapter 6, therefore let us be beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from the acts that lead to death and the faith of God, instruction about cleansing rites. And because they was doing that back then, arguing. That's why so many different religions inside of Christianity, so many different sects inside of Christianity, because that's what people was arguing about. When you have to handle, it's okay to be different. It's okay to believe differently. We all see it differently, but you know what? Let's talk about our walk. That's why the Bible say be a doer of the word. So let's just walk in righteousness. But nobody will want to do that. I always say this, Coach, what if God gave us 100% of his knowledge? Now that we know, now what we going to do? Because there's nothing to argue about. If we knew everything, what's there to argue about? We all know the truth now.
Right.
So now how would you act? See, now, much is given, much is required. You have all the knowledge. Now you have to act a certain way. You're going to have to behave a certain way. Now you are going to have to walk righteousness. So let's get rid of the elementary teachings. Let's be mature. And that's what they should have done with Kyrie. Be mature. He posted it. Okay. He did not say he hates Jews. That was what they made it out to be.
Which ultimately becomes a distraction, and that's another thing that we have to be able to open our eyes up to as well. That it becomes a distraction. Why is it so important to distract from what the actual message was? We have to be mindful of that.
Yes. Close us out, Coach Shane. That was awesome.
One of the things, when we're talking about the post, one of the things that the gentleman Carol said was behind the scenes, he said, when you're speaking truth, the enemy will come and try to distract the truth or the message of that truth. And so in closing, I want to encourage everyone, stay eyes wide open. There are so many things happening around us on a daily basis that try to distract us from truth. And we absorb the information we want to hear, but then that means that if we're not living in truth, then we're living in what? A lie. And so I encourage everyone this week, Galatians 5:1, and what was your scripture, Coach David?
Hebrews chapter 6.
Make sure you study them this week. If you do go look at the video, know that we are not necessarily saying that we are for the video or for what we talked about tonight. We are just two simple people educating you on righteousness and just becoming more aware of your surroundings. Tune in every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to Beyond the Radio with Coach David Benton and Coach Jay Samuels. Catch the playback on the Beyond the Radio Facebook page. And Elation family, we will see you soon. We love you guys. With that being said, where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the
melody of what you are to me.